In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I believe it was St. John Chrysostom who said that the church is a spiritual hospital rather than a courtroom, or words to that effect. And that's true. The church is here to try to lead us on the path to salvation, to heal us of our spiritual wounds, and to make us whole. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a courtroom that we will have to face, that there's no judgment. And that's why this Sunday is appointed to remind us of that fact. This last week, as it would happen, I had jury duty. So I got to see a taste of human justice. And whenever I've been called for jury duty since I was ordained, I always go in wearing my cassock. And I've never been picked for a jury before. That they've always found some reason not to select me. And in this case, I thought it was very unlikely I'd be selected for the same reason, but also I had a high number. I was 49 out of a jury pool of 65, I believe. I was in the very back corner on the right-hand side, facing from the back. And I thought, chances are pretty good I'm walking out of here after they get done with the jury selection. And when they started calling out the jurors that were selected, all the numbers were pretty low, and I thought, well, gee, I'm home free. I'm going to be out of here in time to get some stuff done this afternoon. And then all of a sudden they jumped from like maybe 15 to 35 and then 48 and then 49, and I wound up as the second alternate, which means that I got to have all the irritation of going to court for the next 2 days, but didn't even get to participate in the deliberations, just had to be there in case two jurors dropped out before the verdicts were all rendered. Well, in this particular case, it was a criminal case, and there was videotape evidence of the actual crime, and even there was a video that showed pretty much what happened leading up to the arrest. However, the one weakness that the prosecution had was that the victim was over 70 years old, or actually he was 70 years old, he was over 65, which is what the law demarks as someone who's elderly, which made a difference in the kind of crime he was charged with. But they weren't able to call him as a witness, and I suspect from things that were said that it's probably because he had dementia or something like that, and he just couldn't testify. When a police officer came up to him after the crime, he wasn't even able to articulate what had happened. And there was another witness who, when the police arrived on the scene, showed up and pointed to the defendant, and the police officer arrested them. But that witness wasn't able to come, and we weren't told why. I don't know why. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons why someone might not show up. Maybe she was afraid. Maybe they weren't able to locate her. I don't know. But that was the one thing that the defense attorney was placing their hope on, was that maybe there would be a reasonable doubt because we weren't able to hear from the actual witnesses, just the police officer who came onto the scene after the crime had been committed. But in this videotape, you saw someone who looked an awful lot like the defendant walking up to this 70-year-old man at a Metro bus station near the zoo. And that man made the mistake of getting out his wallet at a certain point, and this guy was standing nearby. And so he grabbed the wallet, and he thought that he'd have an easy time of it because he was an old man. He was sitting on his walker. But he didn't let go, and he wound up pulling that man off the walker and dragging him a little bit. He still didn't let go, and finally he punched the man 4 times. And then he walked off, but he came back. So that was one thing that the defense attorney was hoping that we would cause some doubts, because he left the screen, for about maybe 10 minutes. But then someone who looked an awful lot like that same guy walked back, and then the police arrived on the scene. As I mentioned, a witness pointed him out. He walked across the street. The police told him to stop, and as he was walking, he tried to ditch the wallet into the bushes, but the police officer saw that happen. And they arrested him. He walked on a little further, hoping they wouldn't notice. So they arrested the guy. He clearly had the wallet on him. And so it was looking pretty bad for the defendant. As I said, I wasn't in on the deliberations. But I didn't see how there could possibly be a reasonable doubt. Well, the results came back. The jury found him guilty. When we went into the sentencing phase, the guy had a whole string of prior felonies, and so the mandatory minimum in this case, because it's aggravated robbery because he robbed and caused pain and injury to someone over the age of 65. So the mandatory minimum was 25, but the guy could have gotten a life sentence effectively. He could have gotten up to 99 years. Well, they listened to all what the defense had to say, and at this point, the defense, trying to get some sympathy for the defendant, basically talked about what a pitiful person he was. And he, you know, you could tell the guy, obviously, there was things that went wrong in his life, and he's never seemed to have made very good of his life. But he even at one point said, and clearly the guy, I'm not quoting him exactly, but clearly the guy is not all there, because why would anyone ask for a jury trial in a case like this? He should have copped a plea. He didn't say it in those exact words, but he should have tried to get a lesser charge and pled guilty, but he didn't do it. And so the defense attorney was kind of hinting that he had tried to advise him to do otherwise, and this guy thought maybe he had a chance of getting off because of the fact that the witnesses couldn't appear. So anyway, fortunately for the defendant, the jury came back and they only gave him the minimum, 25 years. But 25 years is a long time. And I looked at the guy's face, and I did feel sorry for him. I felt sorry for the old man that he punched four times in the train station and that he had tried to rob. But I felt sorry for this man, and he was handcuffed and he was led away. But the point is, he should have taken a plea deal before he got to court. He might have gotten off with less. But what we need to be aware of is that there's a perfect record of everything that we do. God is a witness to everything that we do. And on top of all that, we have our conscience as a witness. When it talks about the books being opened in the scriptures at the judgment, one of the books that will be opened is the record of our deeds, both good and evil. But also, the record of our conscience is another book that will be opened, and the books of the Old and New Testament will be opened, and we will be judged in accordance with that. We stand accused of countless crimes, the biggest of which is treason against the King of the universe, our Creator. And the mandatory minimum in this case is eternal death. But like that man, we need to make a plea deal before we get to court, because there's no way we're coming off innocent with that kind of evidence. We can't try to implant a reasonable doubt in God's mind, because God knows exactly what we've done. He knows our guilt. And we know it too. Our own consciences will bear witness against us. But what's the plea deal that's offered? The plea deal is that if we plead guilty now, before that trial, we don't just get a lesser sentence, we don't even get a suspended sentence. The eternal death penalty that we deserve to be sentenced to is torn up by the judge, and it's nailed to the cross, we're told by St. Paul, because that judge died in our place. He paid the penalty for our disobedience. And we can receive the benefit of that act of God's mercy if we will only throw ourselves on the mercy of the court. And he will erase from the book of deeds all the evil sins that we repent of. And on the day of judgment, that book will be opened if we've repented, and they'll find nothing to sentence us by, nothing to judge us guilty of. So we need to take that deal now while there's still time, because if we choose to take our case to trial and we try to stand on our own merits, given the weight of the evidence that's against us, we're going to hear that horrible sentence pronounced against us and be carried away in shackles by the fearsome angels, and not for 25 years, not for 25 lifetimes, not for 25 million years, but it'll be a sentence that has no end. Amen.